A bird in the hand is worth what? It's Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
And sponsor of the BCAT. Hi, Amanda. Hi.
Hello. Nice to see you again.
Thank you very much. Nice to have you in the studio with us. Today we're going to talk about wasting money.
Yes, well, this is a common thing that runs throughout most people's personal finances. And what I wanted to talk about, one of the big ones for a lot of people, seeing as it's, it's probably half the year. Most people buy gym memberships and never use them. The rates of use on these things for regular attendance is like something 50% or lower.
Really? But I mean, you start out though when you buy a gym membership, surely you start out with the best intentions.
Everybody starts out with the best intentions. I've got a side hustle that I run, a yoga studio, and you wouldn't believe the people that make these impulse purchases. They buy a 20 pass. Never see them come through the door. It's great for me, but real crap for them. If you can't commit to something, don't buy the pass on a subscription. Buy a concession card.
Like a bus ticket, sort of clip the ticket.
Exactly, because sort of you get on these subscriptions and they just keep coming out of your account every month and you forget about it.
So much stuff, though, can come out. You know, you have this coming out of your account, you have that coming out of your account, you have a bit of this going, you have a bit of KiwiSaver even coming out of your account. It's hard to keep track of it all. What's the key to that?
I'm a big one in regular reviews. Like if you want to look to save every 3 months, every 6 months, just commit to a couple hours and go over what it is, where all the leaks are in your spending. I mean, it's KiwiSaver. I don't consider that a waste of money because you're paying yourself.
Yeah. But still knowing that it's going out. You know, like say, like I have life insurance thing that goes out.
Absolutely. So. And, you know, in this digital era, there's some amazing apps coming out to collate and aggregate all your information to tell you where the spend are. Pocketsmith, there's a few other apps there that will tell you and, you know, that categorize all your spending. And the thing is keeping in front of that. So that's the good thing about, because everybody's on their bloody phones, is to be able to see where all your spending is in those categories. And
what about how much money you spend on your phone?
On your phone. Well, again, that's another good one for phone plans. I like to stick within your budget. So, you know, maybe you buy a pay if you're an overspender, just pay as you go and, you know, set. And if you over exceed your $20 a month or your allocation, just don't go there. Stop using
I've been in the situation many times where I've rung up and gone, hey, I'm currently on this plan. Here's my number. Here's my name. I just wanted to have a chat to you about the plan. And then they'll go, just a second, please. You're paying quite a bit. You should be on it. It's like, oh, thanks for telling me now. You know, thanks for being me ringing up that has to do all the work. Why don't you just chop me down to a decent plan and show the get go?
They're never going to rock up and say, hey, here's a way to save money.
Like they'd be the sort of people who do that. They're liars.
They're not. I had this thing where I've got an FPOS machine, you know, a competitor phoned me up. It was like half the price. And then I went back to the other people. I'm like, of course, they met me halfway.
Who would have thought?
I know. Mm. But there's, you know, if you go through again during your regular reviews and look at these places and phone up, take a few minutes to phone up and get a competitor's quote. I guarantee you could save $1,000 a year minimum by just shopping.
$1,000 a year? That's a booty amount of money.
I saved my ex $750 on insurance once by just saying, phone a couple other insurance companies to get a quote. You'd be amazed how you can save these days because it is a competitive marketplace.
Yeah. And it's also so easy to find out what other people, you get on the net and find out what other, it's like it's shopping. You know, it's
absolutely. And again, that's that digital thing. There's greater transparency. So there's, you know, if you've gotten that mindset about saving money, you go on, there's some websites will compare insurance rates. That's a big one. You have a huge spectrum of what you can pay on insurances, so you want to understand that one. Again, fees on KiwiSaver, credit card interest rates, all those kind of things. So
funny, because all those things advertise heaps and heaps on TV. And yeah, making a TV ad and paying for a TV ad to be on TV isn't cheap.
No,
so that's why I always go, look at these power company ads. Look, and there's these huge ornate 6 minute musical, you know, super cinematic ads and stuff. Really? That's where my money's going, is it?
Hey, you know, they know that people are suckers in front of the captive advertisers in that sense. But I think if you get into this personal finance mindset, the blogs are the place to go.
Yep.
There's a lot of people sharing really good tips and information. Reddit is a really good source. You get a lot of gung-ho people there sharing advice. You got to be careful about the advice they're giving, but the tips things, sometimes it'll tweak you onto a way to do something differently, and it's a good way to go.
Have you got, if anyone needs any advice from Amanda while she's here, 309-3879, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. She may be able to give some financial advice, or you could text us on 5395. You are Leonard.
Hello.
go ahead, Leonard.
Yeah, Amanda, you shop once a day or shop once a week?
For what?
Good question, groceries.
I'm always chopping back and forth between groceries. That. Grocery shopping.
I know. That one, you should do the big monthly shop monthly or whatever. Shop. And, you know, monthly, but you're, really? You know, it depends if you've got a family. I've got a family. Right. So and they're, I've got two teenagers who are eating me out of house and home. So that it becomes a daily thing. But to be if you want to save money, do the monthly shop, get all your household stuff at Pack and Save, because you will save quite a bit of money there. But it really depends on your lifestyle. If you're a student, you're just shopping for yourself, then maybe it's, you know, an easier way to go around the corner.
Yeah. I live too close to the supermarket. I just go daily, but people always tell me if I went weekly, I'd save. But I'm a bit,
I'm amazed how much money I spend at the supermarket, and I try really hard to not, you know, buy anything.
I totally agree. I went yesterday for bags, and I've just come back from Canada. The groceries are much cheaper there. Here in New Zealand, groceries are very expensive. So I think if you shop, be disciplined about your shopping habits, shop around, go to Pack and Save. If you can afford the time, you will save money.
But if I think there's something to spend money on, it is food, because you got to eat to survive, right?
Oh, absolutely. And going back to the gym thing too, if you can commit to that, like, absolutely, that's a great investment of your money, because you're staying healthy, you're less likely to get sick, you feel better, you're going to have greater output. So that's awesome. And food as well, you know, what you are what you eat. So absolutely, if that's where your extra, you know, maple syrup, I'm all for that one.
Hey, maple syrup. I go for quality, you know. I'd rather buy a quality maple syrup once every 3 weeks than maple flavored syrup once a week.
Again, it's healthier for you, so I have no objection to that.
Hey, someone's asking here about simplicity. It's simplicity related to that question. Do you have investment funds, i.e. term deposit type investments as well, or you just KiwiSaver?
No, very good question. So last year we actually launched their parallel funds or mirror funds. They're identical to our KiwiSaver funds, but they have the very added and convenient bonus that you are not locked in. So these are great investment products for people who, you know, say want to set up something that they can get out of, for example, a university education fund that's not locked down, or you've got a savings goal for you know, something down the road. So they're not as restrictive, but they're identical in the fee structure and the asset allocation. So that you can look up on simplicityfunds.kiwi. Our other one is simplicity.kiwi.
Cool. BFM, good morning.
Oh, hi. I've got a question.
Go ahead, please.
Quite a long time ago, I set up a Norton Symantec account, you know, where you download the protection software for your computer, and it was on a direct payment out of my Visa account. That computer's now died, along with all the receipts and all of those sorts of things.
All the stuff it was supposed to protect.
Yeah. But how do I just noticed on my Visa that they're still taking the money out. How do I stop them now? Can I go through Visa or?
Yeah, you can usually contact your bank directly and say, look, I'm no longer receiving that service. Can you suspend the payment? Because Microsoft does some tricky things there as well. So, and it can be a real hassle trying to track them down.
So does the Apple App Store. If you're not careful, depending on what you buy.
Yeah. And we were talking about this. Thank you for mentioning that, because we were talking about this earlier, about these getting on these subscriptions where they're constantly, like vampires, sucking money out of your account. So really important to do a regular review to analyze your spending, where things are going out, because a lot of people are just really busy these days and they forget that they've signed up to this or that, and the cost of it on a yearly basis will surprise you.
It adds up.
Definitely, yeah.
Cool, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Question, if I die, will the government take my KiwiSaver? Good question.
No. So if you were to leave this mortal plane, your KiwiSaver forms part of your estate. So in that case, it goes back. It will go to your beneficiaries of your estate. So if you've got quite a bit of money and you're still married, the likelihood of that will go to your partner or your spouse. If you die intestate, that is without a will, there's a certain sort of a specified allocation. It's basically as you would think, like if you're not married, it'll go to existing relatives, your parents, your kids or something. So important to if you've got a lot of assets, make sure you have a will so things go to who you would like, but it will not go back to the government. It forms part of your estate.
$40 at a time, gas or fill up if you can. Anyone on for that one?
Yeah, I'm the $30.
I'm drips and drabs, eh?
Yeah.
I feel like the man if I put more than 50 in.
Your car actually runs more efficiently if you've got a full tank. I know that pains people to do, but it's so that
why do they do that? That's just, you know what that is? That's prejudice towards poor people.
I know. Well, listen, I was reading today about period poverty, and that's prejudice, right? Yeah. We won't go there this morning, but the petrol thing, I've got one of those AA cards. And so that gives
loyalty
me
key,
some,
yeah.
So I get something like 6 to 7 cents.
So you
can
use that. You get use that as a one card too at the countdown.
Or you'd use those things because actually, you know, 10 cents off a liter is adds up. So
it's not as much as it sounds, though.
That's what I think. I always go, oh, that one's 3 cents cheaper or five. I'm going to go over there, but
drive there and you waste them. It's gas getting over there.
I don't. 10 cents a liter is much cheaper. I usually am saving the value of a
cheaper.
Coffee. Well, if I save $5, I'm happy.
But a coffee, like you say, it's driving around to get there and all that sort of stuff. It's like when you go, oh, if I drive all the way, if I drive to Hamilton, I could get that for cheaper.
No, you've got to be sensible about it. But it speaks to the mindset. It speaks to the mindset, though. So that's an important thing. If you're actually thinking about that, you're actually going to think about how to save in other areas of your life. So yeah. I think it's not a bad thing.
That's a word that pops up a lot with money, isn't it? Sensible.
Mm. Yeah. I think a classic one is when people buy alcohol and they'll go for the one that's on special and it's $3 cheaper, but they won't blink when they're out and they spend $10 on a beer.
Yep.
But they'll go, well, that's 23 and that's 26. I'll get the 23.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of like getting the big full enchilada Macca's or whatever and then getting the Diet Coke. I mean, there's some, you know, some hypocritical behavior out there. You want to have some consistency in what you're doing.
As a last minute stopgap, a flatmate and I went through Wendy's the other week. That's the most expensive pile of crap I've ever eaten in my life. It was disgusting and it was super expensive. I'm never going to go there again, ever. It was disgusting.
Debatable.
BFM. BFM, good morning.
Hey, Mikey. Great conversation. I was just talking about the fuel savings and stuff.
Yes.
My mum got me onto Gasfly, the app Gasfly, which shows you all the petrol prices.
Oh, Gas Spy. That's what it's called, isn't it?
Gas Spy.
And
you'd be amazed. So just a slight diversion the other day, I just saved nearly 20 cents.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I do not know. We're getting absolutely routed by the gas companies. Everyone makes such a big deal about the regional fuel tax, but the fact of the matter is that you're getting tricky little price gouging all the way through the, like, depending, like say where you live, you know, like geographically it changes just around the corner. You'd be paying 10, 20 cents more a litre anyway. And you think, I got 10 cents off, but you've been paying, you actually cost you 10 cents more because you couldn't be bothered going around the corner to check the other place. So it's called Gas Spy, is the name of that app.
Gas Spy, yeah.
And that's awesome.
It comes
from like North Coast, that's the like difference between North Coast and Forest Hills.
Yeah, so that's like 5 minutes driving time.
Yeah, and I fill up each time and my fuel spend's gone up to like $90.
All right.
Makes quite a difference.
Cool. Thank
That's
you.
Good. Thank you for that tip.
Someone else sent a text. I accumulate my 10 cents, then he goes for the accumulate on that one. Yeah.
Yep.
Accumulate 10 cents and use it to fill before they all expire. I've paid half price several times for a fill.
Awesome.
Ooh, aren't you great? Finance advice, please. I'm wanting to buy a new car. New car, most of which will be on finance. Is it better to put it on a mortgage at a low interest rate over? I think we've had this one before, this question before. Is it better to put it on a mortgage at a low interest rate over a longer length of time or get separate vehicle finance from the car yard?
Okay, so.
Or separate finance from another finance company or bank?
Okay, no, this is making my skin crawl. So, A, there's.
Get a secondhand car,
buying,
man. Don't
exactly,
give me such a wanker.
Buying a new car is one of the. The depreciation rate, if you roll it off the lot, is really high. So, A, not a good spend of your money, with all due respect. If you have lots of money, you don't have to borrow a car in finance, go for it. And the finance is another really tricky thing to watch too. So I just reassess what it is you're interested in a brand new car. You could probably save several thousand dollars on buying the same car, last year's model, a little bit cheaper. And on the financing, be really rigorous about the terms and conditions again there, because chances are you will be paying a lot more long term when you're borrowing that money. So
all right, cool. BFM, good morning.
Good morning.
Last call. We're going to have to say goodbye now, but just go ahead.
It's funny when you were just saying about the savings from petrol, and you said like so it's only about like $5 or the cost of a coffee or something like that. And you got to think about as well like what it's taken for you to get that $5. So like it might be only $5 in your pocket, but you actually have to earn like about $15 to be left with that $5 after you've paid for tax and all of the other associated
fair call.
Things,
no, I understand.
Your living costs and stuff like that. So if you're on minimum wage, $5 is actually, you're pretty much saving yourself an hour of work.
Yeah, no, fair enough too. It's easy to be flippant once you've got it, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're, and also if you're, you're spendthrift and you just sort of chuck it around, you know, have a game of spaceys here and, you know, Yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
go doubles.
Amen.
Save yourself money and go doubles.
Right, all the best. Doubles. Cheers, mate. What a game of doubles, hey? Oh, that's classic. All right. Hey, thank you, Amanda. As a self-employed sole trader, is it better worth being a KiwiSaver or start saving funds and other investments? You're going to say KiwiSaver, aren't you?
Well, I was going to say, if you're self-employed, and it's a tricky one to do, but just make sure, we didn't even get to my 7-tip list, but maybe next time I come back. But anyhow, get in for the very least reason being that you will get an extra $521 for free from the government. So you make sure you pay that $1,043, 50% return on your investment. I know it seems painful at the time, but if you know, look for ways to save or put aside $20 a week, you'll be able to make that payment no problem.
Right on. Hey, thank you for coming in, Amanda. All the very best.
Thank you.
Speak to you again about money in the future.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan. Switch online in 2 minutes.